With three stores at 174th and Maple and a shop in Fremont, Dillon Brothers has the motorcycle you're looking for. In addition to bikes, they also sell ATVs, side-by-sides, jet skis, and more. Check it all out at Dillon-Brothers.com.
Crossover. Oh, killer crossover.
Just crossover.
It just crossed him over nastily.
Another victim to the crossover. Cross him up and sit him down.
All right, Robbie, did you go to Summer League last night? Did you go check it out?
I did. I did for a little while.
Okay. I get that it's Summer League, but like when you're consistently dropping 50 like
points.
What's happening with my guy here?
That dude's confidence is just off the charts right now. And it's not like layups and dunks. Like the dude's making jumpers. He's making moves on people. He's got like the 1-2 pull up. He's making threes. And like the shot looks the same, but it also, like the form is the same. But like when you watch him, it looks different, if that makes any sense. And the dude's just making shots. I mean, his confidence is through the roof. He looks unbelievable.
That's great. Because we all know, you come to Summer League, and we all get, Summer League, it's, you know.
But guys there's been, I've been going for 3 or 4 years, and I can count on, half of one hand how many times I've seen anybody drop 50.
Right.
And he's done it 3 times in the last, I mean, he's dropped over 47 4 times in the last 3 weeks.
And here's the thing is, and you know this, when you get now to, this is where they're, are they in the tournament now?
Yeah.
Like the tournament, people actually start to,
they really start to ball.
Yeah. They start to try.
And one of those was against Foster. His 47 was against Foster, and they were going at each other.
Right.
I think, Corey, you were there, weren't you?
I was.
Yeah,
it was in that game where Kyrie made a 35-foot shot where he just kind of winged it to the basket.
It was
it was after a whistle.
Yeah, he stole the ball.
Like a clear path foul, and he was trying to throw
it
up.
He just chucked it underhand.
It's essentially a 35-foot finger roll.
Oh, it was incredible. Goodness.
I mean, that's amazing to me.
It is. But what's the defense been like compared to other summer leagues?
Well, so it's
good question.
It's similar to what I've seen be typical in summer leagues. Like I said, like Nick said, they crank it up a little bit in the tournament. So the fact that he dropped 50 twice last night is unbelievable.
Yes.
And the thing is, people always dog on summer league about the defense, but the guys always D up the Creighton guys because they think it's their time to shine. I don't know if they think Mac is walking in and going to offer him a scholarship if they lock up Marcus.
No, you're exactly
but
right.
But you experience it, right? If you played at Creighton or you play at Creighton currently, they try and lock you up. They try and put you on a poster. They try and do anything they can to make their name. So Kyrie's been getting the best people have.
Yes. I will say, because it started when I was a redshirt, I think, this summer league. And there's no doubt, you go there as a Creighton guy, there is a giant target on you.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody, Bellevue, UNO, before they even made the, they're trying to go at you. So
sure.
I guarantee you, whoever they've been playing, whoever's been guarding Kyrie,
they have.
Has I'm going to be the one to shut down Taz here. And it clearly has not happened.
It has not happened at all. And I'll admit, Taz has a motor that just nobody else matches.
Yeah.
But that kind of translates to regular basketball. He has a motor that nobody matches most of the time when they're playing in the Big East, too.
Right.
And so I don't take too much against that, but especially now with the UNO guys, now that they're D1, a lot of those guys feel like they got slighted by Creighton, and they show up and they try and ball out those guys, and Kyrie's having none of it. Kyrie's in it to win this thing.
Yes.
And he's taking names.
I just feel like Kyrie's game always felt like, you know, there's certain guys that feel like Doug felt like he could have it was easy for him to get to 30.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there are certain score, Marcus, it's easy for Marcus to get to 28, 30 points.
Yeah.
Kyrie, for some reason, has one of those offensive games that if he gets to 18, you're it feels like he
it
was
feels
really,
bigger.
It feels like, wow, Kyrie was really
on. But that's
on
because
today.
He's got his fingerprints everywhere else.
Yeah.
And especially at the second half of last season when he was dealing assists
and
he was, he was really putting together some really impressive lines.
He would guard Kadeem Carrington, score 20, dish out 7 assists, and grab 6 rebounds.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is the thing that's amazing even within Summer League is him getting 50 just seems for his skill set, because he's not really a gunner either. Remember his freshman year, they had to beg Kyrie to shoot, drive, attack. to me, it's amazing that he must be kind of like his foot must be on the gas.
I think he flipped a switch.
Yeah.
In the last, I don't know, several months since the end of last, or well, I mean, toward the end of last season, we saw
correct.
It. But I mean, I was talking to Matt DeMarinis the other day because he's on all of those games.
Sure.
And I was like, man, if you had told me that in during Taz's freshman year that he would drop 30 in a summer league game, I'd be like, nah.
Yeah, no way.
Nah.
No way.
Well, how's that going to happen? And he's dropping 50 like weekly.
Yeah. So where are we? Are we in the final four?
Yeah, so the semifinals and finals will be played on Thursday night.
Okay.
And I believe, yeah, Taz's team is in the semifinals.
Right.
I think they're the odds-on favorite. I don't think they've lost yet this year.
I want to say
Who else is on his team?
Mitch Balick is the other Creighton guy.
How's he played?
He is a gunner.
Yeah, well,
that dude is...
He's going to fit in nicely.
He can shoot from anywhere.
So he believes in let it fly.
He's got that Nick Baugh range, like I like to say.
Those days are beyond over. Absolutely beyond over. Well, that... It's good to see. It's good to see with Taz. I mean, he's easy to root for. All right, boys. More Kyrie Thomas talk for 4 hours, right?
Yeah.